Sean Patrick Maloney is a congressman, Democrats, New York 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Sean, when we last spoke, you talked about running for attorney general, and I get it. I get why one would want to do it. It raises a whole bunch of possibilities for you in terms of whatever actions you could take. Nevertheless, you're also running for Congress, and that has raised the ire of editorial boards and other people saying you shouldn't run for two things at the same time.
Right. Well, I'm not. We won't know until September whether I am the nominee for attorney general, at which point I will decline as the law requires the nomination for Congress. And so I'll never be running for two offices in that I will only be nominated for one. But here's the bigger issue, Alan. The bigger issue, Alan, is why. The bigger issue is why is this important at this moment in our country? And if I can, that's what I'd like to talk to you about.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, look, there's a woman named Maria Cristina Martinez, who works for me. Her mom and dad came here from Mexico more than 30 years ago, lived in Newburgh, New York. Maria and her brother were born here in the United States. They're American citizens. Never did anything wrong, her folks, after coming here in a way that was undocumented and illegal under our laws. They were good people, worked their butts off, raised two great kids, and they self-reported to ICE to declare their status and to work with them on remaining in the country. They did that dutifully until one day they were told they were going to be deported. You know, the dad showed up with a ticket to Mexico in compliance with their orders. It had a layover in Miami, so they put him in jail, saying that he had violated the terms of that agreement. And we had to get him out of jail by going directly to the White House. Long story short, the guy gets deported. He's absolutely depressed and brokenhearted about it. Back to a country he hasn't been in 35 years. And he dies on February 27th of a heart attack because he was severely depressed. So now Maria and her brother have lost their dad. Their mom's deported to Mexico, has lost her husband. You know, what the hell are we doing? And I go to the funeral in Newburgh, New York, in this little church with a bunch of brokenhearted people. And Maria says to me, "Thank you so much for all that you have done." And I felt like I didn't do anything because Maria lost her dad. A couple weeks ago, I'm trying to get into a detention facility in Westchester, New York, where we're holding some unknown number of children who have potentially been separated from their parents at the border and who may never get back to them again. Why are we doing these things in America? And that is just one issue. If you look at what's happening on reproductive freedom and the threats coming from the Supreme Court, if you look at what's happening on LGBT equality, if you look at what's happening on net neutrality, if you look at what's happening on the environment. My God, we could do a whole show on that. There are so many things happening where the New York Attorney General has the authority and the capacity to do something about it. I have 25 years of experience in the public sector, the private sector. I've worked on the White House senior staff. I've got 6 years on the front lines with the Tea Party and now Donald Trump. I understand the federal issues and the threats to New York. I have 2 years working for the governor of New York in Albany, overseeing 13 state agencies. I understand state government. I've worked at two global law firms as a partner, doing sophisticated legal work, but also important pro bono work for immigrants, getting political asylum for people, helping tenants in housing court with abusive landlords. I've got the skill and the experience to do this job, and I got the passion to take these fights to the administration and to win them because the threats are real. And that is the capacity I want to have. And I am willing to overcome some process obstacles and some concerns to put my name on a ballot and let the voters decide. But I think it's time for Democrats to do more. We all have to do more because we're not winning, we're losing. We need to get in this game and win.
So I want to just go back for a second. Do you risk politically going back to, let's say you don't win for attorney general. I don't know that that's going to happen by any means. But let's say you go back and run for Congress. Will it be some of your voters who get annoyed that you were going to desert them?
First of all, desert them. I mean, I will be serving them as attorney general. I serve the Hudson Valley in Congress, and it's been the honor of my life to do so, and I love that work. I'm proud that we've passed 30 bills into law in a divided Congress working out of the minority. I've helped 6,000 people out of my district office. I beat the Republicans in three tough races. You know, I'm proud of the work I've done. I've done a lot to turn it blue. But I will not be deserting anybody. I will be putting my name on a ballot and saying, I'd like to serve you with even greater capacity and serve some other people, too, throughout New York and around the country. at a time when this office is critical. I mean, imagine if Donald Trump pardons people under federal law. It is the New York Attorney General who will stand in that breach and defend our Constitution and our laws. And that service will be for everybody. But look, if people are confused about why I'm doing it or they're upset about it, you know, it's my job to explain it. I understand if there are concerns about anybody running for anything. That's our democracy. But and there are risks to my career, if that's your point. But they're nothing like the risks that are being faced by these children who may never get back to their parents again because we're separating them at the border. I mean, it's not like the risks to my political career are more important to me than the risk to my kids who are in an LGBT family and in the crosshairs now that they're going to put a conservative on a court replacing the guy who wrote the gay rights decisions, Justice Kennedy. I mean, I think the risks to our country and to our whole progressive progress over the last 20, 30 years are a lot greater than anything I'm going to face politically. And all this stuff is up to the voters, ultimately. All this stuff is up to the voters. And guess what? I might lose and I might win, but I'm going to be doing everything I can to promote the values and the issues that I think matter to my family, to other families. And we'll let the voters figure it out.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, I only have 2 minutes, but I want to ask you about Scott Pruitt. This guy has so many investigations going that I think he's setting a new world record. Should the president fire him or get him out of there?
Of course he should fire him, and he shouldn't have hired him in the first place. And his extreme views on the environment should have been reason enough, let alone the unbelievable train wreck of ethical scandals, from taking, you know, cheap housing from a lobbyist to blowing taxpayer money on stupid stuff like a $40,000 phone booth for his office, like these trips to Morocco and Europe on taxpayer dime. I mean, this guy is a disaster, and it's only because Donald Trump delights in flaunting, you know, well-established rules of ethics and propriety that he still supports him. But the rest of us shouldn't be confused about this. I mean, the rest of us actually have to breathe the air and drink the water and clean up the PCBs in the Hudson River and worry about Superfund sites like the one I'm cleaning up in Hopewell Junction. I mean, EPA does vital work, and whatever its excesses, we can work on those. But this guy is a train wreck, and he should have been gone a long time ago. And I don't think we should not lose sight of how important these things are just because it's one of many things on a long list that Donald Trump is doing.
Very quickly, I wanted to ask you about guns. I only have a minute, I'm sorry. But are we making any progress on trying to restrict the number of guns that are out there?
I think we are making progress, but it's not in Congress. We're making progress because those Parkland kids and millions of Americans who agree with them have made this an issue, have made it something they're going to vote on and that they're out in the street, you know, being engaged on. I met with the Parkland kids right after the shooting. Let me tell you something. They are thoughtful and intelligent and nuanced in their understanding of the Second Amendment and those protections, together with the types of common sense things we can do to reduce school shootings and other mass shootings, the problem of gun violence. If we had more of those high school kids in Congress, we would be making more progress, I'll tell you what. And that encourages me. It's the same thing with the Me Too movement. It's women taking action because they're tired of waiting for Congress that can't get out of its own way to do something. It's the same thing with the Dreamers and now with the Kids at the Border issue. Ordinary Americans are getting engaged. Ultimately, that's what saves our democracy. Don't wait for Congress to lead. Get involved right now. And I think on common sense gun safety measures, the change is coming from young people and it's coming from ordinary Americans. And that's a good thing.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean, when we come back the next time, let's go to the farm.